We're doing the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chaim, and we're about to finish the topic of prayer, and we're in the middle of the Ma'ariv prayer. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chaim says one should be very careful to daven Ma'ariv properly. We're at the ninth halacha, to say the words correctly, to pronounce them correctly. A person should think that he is actually blessing the King of Honor and should have awe, should tremble as he thinks what he's standing to do. He adds a Kabbalistic idea that at night the exacting judgment, Midat HaDin, is reflected by the night, and so a person has to be even more careful in his nighttime prayer. Technically,
more careful nighttime prayers than the morning prayer?
Chazal say you should be more careful in the morning prayer. Then Chazal say you should be more careful in the afternoon prayer. Then Chazal say you should be more careful in the night prayer.
Should be always
so
careful.
Right. So that's you have a daf in the Gemara Brachos, right? In other words, let your mind wander in other places. But
isn't the evening prayer supposed to be?
So technically. That's what we were about to say, that the evening prayer wasn't an obligatory prayer when it was originally instituted. And that's why you don't have Chazarat HaShatz in the Ma'ariv prayer. We don't repeat it. But Am Yisrael accepted it as obligatory. We don't just forego the evening prayer. So
these crazies that go only by the Rambam?
Right, what can you do? Okay, what can you do? If the Rambam were living today, the Rambam would daven Ma'ariv. The Rambam wouldn't ignore the fact that all of Am Yisrael has accepted it, and that's what we do. But in the name of the Rambam, people do all kinds of weird things. What can you do? Okay. The nighttime is to be used for learning Torah. The Gemara says, and the Shulchan Aruch, and the laws of learning Torah, that learning Torah at night is even more important than by day. The Torah at night protects one's home. The Talmud derives from a verse that houses that have fires, it's because they didn't have Torah sung within them at night. So it doesn't literally mean that, but it means that the Torah is a protector for the home at night. Every person has to have a set amount that he tries to cover every day. That's the beauty of Daf Yomi. Ordinarily, if a person was busy in a day and he didn't learn, so he feels like, okay, I'll learn tomorrow. But when you do Daf Yomi, then every day has meaning. Then every day has that learning that has to be accomplished that day. And on Shabbos you end up learning, and on Friday you end up learning, and on Yom Kippur you end up learning, and on Tisha B'Av you end up learning. And that's why I'm a big fan of Daf Yomi, because it gets a person into the custom that every day he has to accomplish. What I used to, and if I'll have an audience, I might do it again, if I have time. I have to land.
Have you gone through a whole cycle?
Nope, not yet. If you're interested, we could talk after class.
In English?
I'd be willing to give it in English, yeah. I gave it in Hebrew, and I could give it in English. Yeah. If a person has a set amount that he tries to cover every day, so then he'll see that his learning bears fruit. What I used to do, every Rosh Chodesh, I would take a piece of paper and number it 1 to 30 and number it with the days of the month and the days of the week. And then I'd have on the top a chart of how much what my accomplishments were supposed to be in Tanakh, in Mishnah, in Gemara, in Halacha, in Medrash. And then every day I'd have to fill out that chart. And that way every day had its slot. What did I do in Mishnah? What did I do in Tanakh? What did I do in Gemara? What did I do in Halacha? And then you end up getting into that mode of accomplishing in each one every day. I set it up according to my schedule in yeshiva throughout the day. And I think that's a very good habit to get into, whatever learning you're going to do. Having a chart and working with the system.
I saw a calendar not long ago, actually, or something like that. I want to find it again, because I don't know which calendar it was, but I had like a lineup, and it was like a little tick thing, everything you had.
Yeah, so I didn't really work that way, meaning I had a heading, and then I'd have to fill in what I did each day. Because some days you're stuck on a piece of Gemara for a longer amount of time, and you should be stuck on that piece of Gemara, so you end up learning less Halacha or less Mishnah. So I didn't feel it was right within my learning to obligate myself to a certain amount accomplished each day. But at the end of the week, I could look over, what did I do this week? within that learning. And that helps a person see the fruits and see his accomplishments. There is a Kabbalistic concept which he mentions, and I wouldn't even mention, but I'm just going to mention it to preclude it. Okay? He mentions it that at night there's this Kabbalistic concept, you shouldn't read the verses of Tanakh. So I beg his pardon, but I beg to differ. Learn Tanakh whenever you could learn Tanakh, learn Mishnah whenever you could learn Mishnah, learn Talmud whenever you could learn Talmud. Our job is to learn Torah. Sometimes these Kabbalistic concepts overtake the whole Torah. You have a mitzvah in Torah to learn Torah, and that's it. You have a mitzvah to learn Torah, day and night. So there's a Kabbalistic concept, so people make that into like who knows what. There is also a Kabbalistic concept. You shouldn't sit next to a table that doesn't have a tablecloth. All of you are sitting next to a table without a tablecloth. So we don't do every Kabbalistic concept. For whatever reason, this one took off. I guess whenever it comes to not learning, so then the concepts have extra strength.
Okay, to say like to learn something else instead, you like learn the Tanakh during the day, like.
Don't waste your time with this. I'm sorry. You have to learn Torah. You can't work with all kinds of scary concepts. We don't do any of this. We learn. And we learn whenever we can. And we don't find excuses. Well, now is not a good time to learn Tanakh. No. Whenever you could learn, learn. Whatever works with your schedule, do. Your job is to learn Torah. Either a Kabbalist that say that Mishnah is for the night and Tanakh is for the day. When you'll be a Kabbalist after the age of 40, you'll worry about that. Right now, work with what says in Shulchan Aruch. Work what says in the Torah. V'dibarta bam, b'shochbecha, u'kumecha, at night, by day, the Torah says. Learn Torah, that's your biblical mitzvah. You want to talk to me about concepts? Okay, you'll deal with concepts when you get to that. I learned Tanakh at night. And I think it's very destructive that people read this and then think this is like halacha. It doesn't say it in Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't say it in the Talmud. There's some Kabbalistic source for this. Fine, there are many Kabbalistic concepts. Every Friday you should clear the corners of your house of all the spider webs according to Kabbalah. I don't see any of you climbing on chairs and cleaning the spider webs from your house. Okay, so
we are
there. Oh, okay. So there are a lot of Kabbalistic concepts. Fine. Excellent question, but not for now. We will finish now with the final halacha of the nighttime. When we go to bed, we read Kriyat Shema one more time, even though we read it in the Ma'ariv prayer. We make the blessing of Hamapil Chevlei Sheina, and then we say Yoshev B'Seter Elyon. That paragraph of Tehillim, Yoshev B'Seter Elyon, is called in the Talmud Shir Shel Pagaim. It is a song that has spiritual strength to defend from all kinds of evil spirits. They used to say that song when they would dedicate parts of Jerusalem, whenever they'd want to expand Jerusalem, like Netanyahu is doing now, right? So they'd take a whole procession with the priests and with sacrifices, and they'd walk around that territory which was being siphoned off, which was being added to Jerusalem, and they'd sing this song, because this song pushes away any spirits that would want to do harm, and it's a song of protection. And that's why our sages instituted that at night we say this song before we go to sleep, Yoshev B'Seter Elyon. And whenever a person feels like he's at a time of danger, that's what one should say. It says when Moshe Rabbeinu was going up to receive the two tablets, so all kinds of spirits wanted to harm him. They didn't want him to succeed. And he had a very scary journey to go and get the two tablets. And what was he saying to protect himself? This song. Yoshev B'Seter Elyon. Hashem who sits in hiding up above. B'tzel Shaka Yitlonan. Hashem is in the shadows. Amar Hashem, I declare for Hashem, Machsi Umtzudati. I take coverage in Him. He is my fortification. He is the one that protects me. And with His strength, I could walk on serpents. I could walk on lions. I have nothing to worry about. So the song describes how Hashem protects a person. And the song not only describes it, but Chazal tells us this is a song that actually has this merit, has this spiritual capacity to protect a person, even to protect the city. There is a saying that people say, and it's good to say, before they go to sleep, they say, Master of the world, I hereby forgive every person for what they did to me wrong. Obviously, I don't forgive people for money they owe me. I still expect them to pay. But I do forgive anyone for anything they did that slighted me, etc. let's say a person read Shema and he couldn't fall asleep. So you read it again and again and again until you fall asleep. But that's only all of Shema. Now, if you have Torah that you learned by day, which you should have, So then at night, after you read Shema the first time, start reviewing what you learned by day. This is not only a correct halachic concept, it's also good for your learning. If you want to retain your learning, one of the best ways to do that is when you're lying in bed at night, before, as you're falling asleep, try to summarize. What did I do from the morning till now? Try to remember. And that really knocks the information into your brain. If one doesn't have anything that he learned, so he could just review verses that he knows. And the idea is that we fall asleep out of thoughts of Torah. And we'll wake up and quickly get back into the Torah.